This is Twit.
So, this is interesting. Google has announced that it's discontinuing its Google Nest Secure alarm system. You may remember this as, I think, a pretty lauded alarm system that provided some little pucks that you could use to enter your home and sort of bypass the alarm, door and window sensors, and motion controls as well, or motion detection. And it was introduced first in 2017. It had the NFC key fobs, and Google started selling it at $4.99. It dropped to $3.99. As well as, and then there was a little bit of a concern, which was that the system had an on-device microphone that Google didn't really talk about until it added Google Assistant support. So the idea was that, you know, oh, we're going to eventually add Google Assistant support, and then we'll talk about the microphone. Surprise, you have Google Assistant support on your device. But, you know, you kind of can't put a microphone in someone's home and not tell them that it's there. That's just not great. And so, you know, that's been kind of up and back and forth, mean, I guess.
I feel like that's a pretty key line in this article. It's like, I wonder why they discontinued this. It's because this is like the epitome example of what can be wrong with smart tech, is they literally left it out of the documentation that this product contained a microphone, and then decided to just tell you that it had a microphone when it activated it. So it was, and it's Google. So this is why people are wary of Google. Like this exact, so like this, I'm surprised this article doesn't really lean into that this is clearly canceled because of this. It even seems like in August, they partnered with ADT to do smart home security things. And it's kind of like, I don't think Google can do smart home security at this level because they don't have the trust. They tried it already and they immediately burned everybody. So it's pretty smart. I mean, maybe they'll come back to it in a few years or something like that, but that level of thing is that, I mean, I'm sure people just didn't buy this because it was like, oh, go Google it. And then you see this story. I'm even Googling it. Oh man. Like looking up your own product on your own search engine, and it shows how bad your privacy is. So
basically, they cursed it, and it kind of needed to go away. But yeah, I'm sure that we'll see some new products from them, and it'll just be branded as, you know, Nest, and ADT will, and them will work together and make something new. But yeah, don't microphone don't someone. That. You know, there was one time a podcast I used to do, not this podcast, but or any of the Twit podcasts, but a podcast I used to do. We had a sponsor on this show, and they sent us a product. And I'm not going to talk about the product because the question that I had, the whole thing was ironed out and figured out. But sent us a product, and it was an IoT kind of device. And anytime I bring IoT devices into my home, I always take them apart to the extent that I want to see the components inside. I don't go all the way and like, I don't do an iFixit teardown, but I basically take off the outer shell and look inside. And so I had this frame and I took off the outer shell and looked inside, and inside was what could be nothing other than a microphone, and it was positioned in such a way that you couldn't tell that there was a microphone inside, because the place where the way that it was facing toward the front of the device, it didn't have any holes or anything like that. It was just a little mount for it. And so the microphone was inside, and it was wired to a place on the chip where it said mic. And so there was no mention in any documentation or anything about a microphone. So the first thing I did was simply unclip the microphone from the board and then put it all back together, and it all still worked just fine. But I immediately reached out to my folks who reached out to the company and said, WTF. And it was the same thing. In the future, we might provide support that would involve the use of a microphone. So we want to make sure to have it in there now. Okay, well, then you need to include that on your website. Yeah. That needs to be part of the documentation. So that was corrected. Don't know how it got as far as it did without it being corrected, but it was corrected. And so I guess the moral of the story is take apart your gadgets. And also for you device manufacturers out there, don't do that because that's not a good look. And it's never good to go later and say, oh, by the way, we brought a microphone into your house without letting you know about it. Or a camera, for God's sake. Ugh.